Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a country in decline.
I should hope so.
We are certainly better than that.
Hopefully more fiscally responsible, too.
I hope so. Well, we are, because I'm handling our books.
That's the only way that's happening.
Sure. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and then clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our great affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Good evening.
And the returning champion, Pip Hewlett.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Huzzah!
Good to have you back. Good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
We missed the Pip.
We certainly do. I got a big show tonight. On tonight's show, we got Jeff from Goldberg's Deli.
Yay.
And he'll be teaming up with Joe as they try to solve America's budget deficit.
Okay.
I mean, if you can't rely on a man, a small businessman, and a comedian to solve the world's woes, who can you reply to?
I don't think that there's any hope.
Let me tell you something. I sat... Like, I haven't had business finals in college. Like, I'm sitting going through data and stuff that.
We look forward to hearing how all your hard work did. Somehow, Joe, I knew you would prepare for this, because you do. You rise to the occasion.
Yes.
So we'll get to that later on. We even created a theme song for it.
Yes.
Sorry. We'll get to that later on. Listen to that. I'm going to reveal a new scam that was in my inbox.
Amazing.
Really? Is it? I'm on the internet. Why is it amazing?
It is. I'm surprised at how many scams reach you.
I'm a scam magnet.
You are.
I'm a scam.
I don't know. I mean, it happens to other people, too. I just happen to have a radio show.
No. I know. There's something to do with them besides click.
Yeah. Exactly. You exactly. Know. They're fun in games.
Yes.
Although I was concerned, and I'll get into that.
Okay.
It was a good-looking scam. And things get very interesting with my scammer girlfriend, Belinda.
I cannot wait to hear this.
You were here last week. Joe has been very vociferous on my need to raise my game. The fans all say it's over. We'll get into it more later on. But it was Joe was actually very impressed with a move I pulled last week. We'll get into it.
Yeah, he pulled a nice move.
Oh,
but
all
like
right.
I said he's got a way back when this started.
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm going to break? I didn't say that, but I tell you, you got to get off your laurels and you're going to have to start do some hoofing.
Joe's telling me I'm not in the Hall of Fame yet. I need to do a little bit more to get into
Canton. The game got changed. The game got changed. He's got to step it up.
Yeah.
And he has. He made a very good move last week.
Okay.
But you know, he's got to keep on his toes and, you know.
But we'll see if I can rise to Joe's lofty expectations.
All right, well, we'll see.
Because I live to make Joe happy.
Isolate that!
Yeah, really?
I don't think anybody's ever said that.
No. No one, actually.
Also, we're doing the Create a Meme.
Yep.
On the Davin's Den Facebook page, where we have the picture of Mavis and Belinda together.
Yeah, that's right.
One lucky winner will get the just arrived before the show started, brand new Best of Davin's Den CD. We'll give, before you can get them anyplace else, we will send you one. Well, actually, by then you might be able to get them someplace else. But you probably won't get us. We will give you hot off the press, looking good. What do you think, Joe?
Very nice and literally hot off the press. Them babies just got here 15 minutes ago.
I know.
Very nice. Very pleased.
I nearly tripped up the UPS guy delivering it.
You certainly did. do you want to reveal the tracks on there or not? What do you think?
Let's see.
I played one of them last week.
Oh,
I played commercials last week and went on the break.
I'll name several of the tracks. We have Joe Mox's Territory. Yes, that was a delightful night that me and a young lady spent in a room. We have Scammer Porn, which is the end of the show. We have a buffet fart when Davin passed a little gas during a Chinese buffet.
A delight for all the family.
We have commercials when we discovered some commercials that we heard the cartoon characters might be doing,
yes.
And I took the reins on that. And then we have the haunting Pip's ass. That's right.
It's not called haunting Pip's ass.
No, it's not haunting.
It's not ass. It's like pew.
The track is Pip's ass.
Yes.
About a girl, an ass, and a fisher. The next one is Pulsating Jumanity. And then an old favorite, Where I Reside Most of the Time, Joe's in the Barrel. And that's to see. Very good. Very good. You guys will love them when you get your hands on.
About an hour's worth of...
Hour on the dot.
About an hour's worth of stuff from the various years that we've been doing this.
Yeah, it really does cover a lot of time.
And like I said, you get a new one. You just got to create a meme. Trucker Tom put some out there with Mavis and Belinda. Good stuff. So there's still time. We're going to do this right until the week before our show, our live show, which is going to be in Allentown at the Brewworks on October 11th. I'm told there's still tickets available. So you guys go to the davinsden.com website, and then you can click on there to get tickets. Very affordable. Love to see you there. It's going to be a night of stand-up comedy. Games from the show. We're going to give out prizes. Some scamming stuff.
Yeah.
You'll like it. It'll be a good time.
It's going to be a fun night out. It'll be a very different night out. Like, you know, it's going to have stand-up and it's going to have some stuff on the radio show. Usually you go out, you see a band. You know, it's band's a band. You go see a comedy. You know, comedy's comedy. This is all sorts of different things. It's comedy. It's a little video.
It's like a little variety show.
Yeah, it's a beer place. You're going to have some beers.
There it is.
Hey,
it's not a plug from Joe unless he mentions
because they got all these craft beers. It's a beer bowl. It's a beer, beer place.
It's a beer extravaganza. It's
a brew pub. It's a brew pub.
And the blame with their beer.
In my world, yes.
That could be your cooler in the trunk
of
your car.
What a better night out. Great food, a great show, and great beer.
It'll be fun.
Dynamite night out, man. Come on out.
You know who was not having a good time?
Who?
My fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I want to posit something out there for you guys. I'll discuss this. As you guys know, I have a couple of aquariums.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, the filter broke. I think I mentioned it on the air.
Yeah, you did.
Filter broke. Lost a couple dozen fish, hundreds of dollars of fish, literally flushed down the toilet.
Literally?
Literally. Because a lot of them died.
A sea funeral.
A Viking funeral. You know, some we had for over a decade.
It's just crazy how long that they can live, and it's like, it's crushing to lose so many at once.
No, it was a beautiful tank.
Yeah.
Just to know that they're not going to come up to the gas and go bloop, at you anymore, it's just haunting.
What is it with you and the word haunting?
I don't know.
Did you see that on like a calendar somewhere? Like your word of the day? And you're going to try
all
to work
Hallmarky tonight.
Oh, well, he's excited that Halloween's coming up for some reason.
Well, he always looks like a ghoul.
Anyway. Maybe it's the pumpkin color of our CDs.
Could be. Could be.
CDs.
Boo, the CD.
anyway, about the fish.
I'm telling you a sad story here.
I understand.
No, I don't think you did.
A man and his fish.
Yeah, but he wanted to bring it to ghost fish. Mm. That's
the type of fish, a ghost knife fish.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, but we're not talking about that fish now.
Do they have a haunted little house in the bottom?
If you provide them one, sure. Then you can buy anything you want, Joe.
Ooh, sorry.
So, anyway. So I've been spending, we've been spending the past couple months trying to reestablish that tank because we only had like four survivors.
Oh, God. You're restocking?
Restocking.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't bring them back. They don't have like little jumper cables for fish. Then they become fried fish.
No, I didn't mean that. I thought maybe that you were doing something to the tank, to the water.
We got a new filter.
Yeah.
Trying to bring them back. So we added fish, some really beautiful fish. Mm. And then I would see, wow, the fish looks great in there. He's swimming. He's happy. And then the next day, he's dead.
No.
This happened about four or five times.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
There was a killer fish.
Really?
There was a killer fish. Who knew? Because these are African cichlids or cichlids in general. So they're aggressive. So they usually just pick on each other.
Yeah.
But it takes a special type of killer fish. Like a fish who knows how to like punish a fish till its death. But I didn't know who it was. I had an idea. So I have this beautiful fish.
You had a fish of interest?
What? Yes, I
have a person of interest.
Yes, Joe, I went to the FBI, the Fish Bureau of Investigation.
Well, you have a fish of interest.
There was a little chalk outline in the castle, Joe.
See the little trout fish behind? We're here in front of the castle. we have a fish of interest.
I think it was cichlid.
You know, you're mocking this, but lives have been lost. Fish have died, Joe.
Fish have died. I think it was cichlid with the candlestick under the little castle.
You got a killer fish and you have an idea who it is. You got a profiler.
I have an idea.
Why don't you just sit in front of the tank and just watch what happens?
Well, our unsub likes to kill it.
I'm sorry, Joe. I can't stay up all night and monitor them.
Well, pay the cat as an informant. Okay, there's some friskies in it for you.
Actually, maybe she had a hand in it. Could or be. A paw in it.
Yeah.
Well, initially, the wife thought it was like two of the big catfish in there.
Yeah.
Like just eating fish. But I'm like, no, that's not. They don't really bother anybody
They're
unless
not
you eat them.
Predators, are they?
I mean, no, if a fish is small enough, they'll eat it. But you feed them well and they fight with each other. But that's about it.
You got a fishy fish.
All right, Henry, we're going to hide behind a castle. All right, here he comes, Henry. You know, Joe, I don't think you're grasping the gravitas of the situation.
Well, clearly not. Sorry, okay. Sorry.
It's very traumatic.
So why?
You spend $50 on a fish and it's dead the next day.
Suddenly it's not funny, no.
So,
do they cost that much?
They cost more than
that. Well, why don't you throw some goldfish in there? They're cheap and you see how they make out and then you start throwing a bigger fish in there.
I know how to keep fish alive. I just can't deal with a killer fish.
You know what?
It's not like I got the water laced with cyanide, stupid.
No, I'm not saying that.
I've had some of these fish for like 15 years, and you're telling me I don't know how to keep a fish alive? I know how to do it. But you know what? There's a Joe Curry in the fish species and the fish tank, and it needs to be exterminated.
I understand that, but if you assume there's a killer fish in there, you don't put the $50 fish in there. You put the 75 cent goldfish in there.
Because it's different types of water. There's chemistry involved.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Joe.
How can that be? The ocean is the same.
Because they're not from the ocean, you asshole. They're from the lakes of Africa.
The ocean of his asshole? That sounds awful.
We leave the oceans of assholes for you.
That's my business.
It's on track five.
See, much like politics, you think you know what you're talking about, but you don't.
I don't know. I didn't know there was different types of
water. So why are you yammering like you do?
Because
why don't you shut up and listen?
How many fish are in the ocean? Is it zillion? It's the same water. The ocean
splash. Have you ever heard of freshwater fish and saltwater fish?
Yes.
Well, these are freshwater fish. Ocean fish are saltwater fish.
I understand that.
No, I don't think you do.
I do, but I don't know what you're running in your tank. I don't hide like Aquaman peeking behind your tank to see what's going on.
You don't know, so you should let me explain.
Okay.
He's been dipping a pH stick in there just to see what's going on.
He has no idea what you're talking
about. Aquariums now.
Okay.
I don't want to educate you because I'm afraid you might take one, get a little aquarium of your own. And you're
no,
not
you'll try to probably give me a little pumpkin fish and I won't take it and then I'll ruin my marriage again.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Were you here for that?
No,
yeah. not for that, but I do know the background of that.
Oh, yes. For those who weren't listening last week, we established that Joe's refusal to not take a sweet kitten not only ended in the death of the kitten, the breaking of hearts of a young boy and girl who adopted the kitten,
mm-hmm.
It also resulted in the failure of Joe's marriage. Yeah. It resulted in failed relationships that Joe has been on. It resulted in a loss of money in his bank account. And it almost broke up our show, all because Joe would not take a sweet little kitten that really liked Joe a lot.
I was going to try to do it with fish. Yeah, this poor little trout don't have a home. Take him. Look at me. Call him Splashy.
Look, it's your opportunity to redeem yourself.
It's your opportunity to go, whose tail is that?
Yeah, whose fin is that? Whose fin is that?
So I got beautiful fish that lasted a couple days, a couple weeks, then dead.
Awful.
So I come the other day. I look in my tank about 2 weeks ago. I look in my tank and one of my blue peacock fish, one of the few remaining ones, is all beaten up.
No.
So I put him in little isolation in the tank, like a little thing where he's still part of the tank, but nobody can get to him and everything. Usually that's how you do that so the fish can recover.
I mean, literally, is that sort of like a bag that you put in?
No, it's a plastic. It's like what has walls. It's a plastic thing.
Oh, a partition. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not a partition per se. It's called like a breed. It's like for breeding fish because that separation. But you can also just, you know what I'm talking about, right? But you could also just, Jeff's daughter's here. So yeah, a 15-year-old? 14 is better for conversation than you, Joe Kerry, by the way. You should know this.
He never claimed that was otherwise, did he?
Noted.
No.
So we got the fish in there, and this is usually how fish recover.
Okay.
They eat because nobody's picking on them.
Right.
This fish is not really eating. It's eating a little bit, not every day, only when I put special treats in there.
No, this is the killer fish.
No, this is the fish that's the victim.
The peacock fish.
Yeah, because the killer fish doesn't bother the remaining fish in the tank.
Now, what does a peacock fish look like?
They're all different colors. This one happens to be blue and orange.
Okay.
So they come in all different colors. It's a type of African cichlid.
Right.
So the fish is wounded, so I'm feeding it and everything, putting in some medicine, some herbal stuff. It's called Mealifix. It comes from plants. It really works well.
Really?
Yeah. So the fish isn't doing well. He's not really getting stronger. I mean, his injuries are healing, but he's like turning gray.
Oh.
And he's like a dark blue fish. And he's kind of sulking and everything. And this goes on for 2 weeks. So the other day on Sunday, we go, you know what? We got to get rid of the killer fish. I know. Because you know what?
Stressing out the other fish.
Because we can't leave. Well, he's getting along fine with the other fish in the tank, but we can't get any new fish with this killer fish.
Right.
And we can't release this blue fish, and the blue fish seems depressed. And this killer fish is a beautiful specimen of the particular type of fish it is. Beautiful marking. So we bag it up. We bring it back to where we got it. We get $3 back for a $16 fish.
Great. it depreciated.
It depreciated because we fattened it up and it got big and beautiful.
How do you get the fish from the tank to the thing? I know you got to put it in a bag of water. Is there another tank you're bringing in the car?
No, use like a Tupperware or a bag or, but, you know, scoop it up with
the net. Okay, he goes in there and he... Okay.
Way you bring home the goldfish from the fair.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of.
Kind of.
So we release the blue fish.
Right.
Right away. His colors are beautiful. He's playing in the bubbles. He's eating. He's a happy fish. I think fish get depressed.
Really?
I think they probably do.
But the experts say they don't. But how else could you explain this?
You know what? I just think that's BS. There's a whole thought. Now, this is going a little far afield. But I saw this thing on the internet where they put sensors on plants.
Mm-hmm.
And these, and then they would cut up other plants, and the plants seemed to get upset. So I'm like, if the plants are friggin' getting upset, what's a, fish has got to be up.
Well, they say, well, fish
there.
Can't feel on that level.
Oh, well, I think you're confusing feelings with defensive mechanisms. Now, you said the fish turn like a gray.
Mm-hmm. But when they're proud of themselves or they want to be aggressive, mm-hmm. when they're a dominant fish, whatever the type of the fish it is, it shows its colors.
He probably didn't feel dominant because he felt like he was being predator, being
English. We'll use it.
I'm sorry, been talking all day since 5 this morning.
We should have done the show then.
We did. he probably felt like he was being under watchful eyes. He was.
I get
prey.
It. Yeah.
He might have felt he was prey. The word I'm looking for is prey. So he probably felt like prey. When he felt like prey, he probably put a defensive mechanism on to not show his colors. Because if you're going to show your colors, you're going to show your colors.
No, but they do that to seem more fierce.
Oh, to put on the color.
Yeah.
And the camouflaging color, that's not necessarily what
this
kind of
fish camouflaging
do.
Color.
It's more like sickly.
Mm.
Yeah, so no, this fish, like, it looked like...
Sickly.
Like a milky gray.
Yeah.
And now you see the fish just a couple of days ago. It was beautiful blue and orange and everything.
Unbelievable.
So I think fish get depressed.
And they probably do, especially putting in a little box to swim around in, that's kind of sad.
I guess when he's used to a 55-gallon tank.
Well, you'll know the name of the fish. You know the Vietnamese fighting fish, I think they are?
Beta.
I got a beta. I actually saved it from these people who had them as party favors in the middle of tables at a...
By the way, that's a really shitty...
It's a...
giving live animals as party favors.
Favors.
No, it's not.
I gave away goats one time at a birthday party, but that's not important.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, now there's a story.
They were part of the activity, and you could bring them home.
Yeah.
It was a stag party. Huddle, huddle, huddle.
And we tried to give them away. Everybody said nap, but anyway.
Well, they were just kids. Well,
just keep milking that joke, you guys.
Was it a masturbator? Your fish.
It probably was.
There, why not? Right.
Exactly. I figured we were trying to be punny.
It's alone. It could be.
It could.
They were sitting in the middle of the table in these tiny, tiny little bowls. Meanwhile, they're playing this DJ music that was so loud that the water is shaking. I'm thinking, this has got to be sonic torture.
It is. They don't like that.
I meant for me.
Oh.
But the fish did not enjoy it either.
No.
I mean, their whole world is like shaking because it's so loud. I thought, this is a crappy way to go out. So we didn't intend to have a fish, but we're like, we have to save at least one. And you can't bring more home. We would have brought them all, but you can't have them all in the bowl together. Or they fight to the death. So, I mean, this is a cruel little joke. Like, if they were goldfish, I would have scooped them all up and brought them home just to save them. But no, we had to save one. So we saved the one at our table.
The pretty one.
Yeah, and it's still...
They're beautiful fish.
They're beautiful. It's blue and red. And it has all these, like, fancy
They can be very...
fins.
You can get them dirt cheap for, like, $4. But some of, like, the rarer colors or whatever, they're, like, $15.
Wow. I mean, it's a really pretty fish. But then I was like, oh, I have nothing to put it in. So we had this crappy bowl to put it in. Yeah, well, that's another thing I was afraid of. So I went and I got this little plastic kit at a pet store up here, actually. And it came with, like, plants. And, it comes with these rocks. And they just go, check the rocks in the water. This cloud of God knows
You
got
to wash them first.
Nobody told me. Well, I had to do it all over again.
My mom, when we got, like, our first goldfish.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, 6 or 7. I had to tell her, I'm like, I think they eat something. They thought like they just slipped like water. It's like, it's a good point.
It's like an air fern. We'll just leave it in
there. Yeah, it's like, that's a good point. I'm glad I thought of that.
I think they eat something.
Well, you got to get food, I guess. No. I don't know.
How did she manage to bring you up to full height?
I ate plenty, so she figured I would just give my extra.
Unbelievable.
But we were successful.
But this kit that I got, the beta fish came with, has a little partition with these little holes in it so that it could live in half the size of the tank, which is not big at all. But then the other one that's supposed to be on the other side, they're going to be looking at each other through the holes in the tank.
They don't like, you can't put them next to each other.
No.
Because they're always enraged then. It's like me and Joe being prolonged together. It doesn't work well.
It's like you guys on a long car ride
exactly.
In the same car. I know. And I know how
that
goes.
Our last car ride was very pleasant trying to write your act. We felt much better about what we were coming to the table with that night.
You know what? Yeah, I know. I can see how that would go. Fun for the whole family. Her crap. This is so awful. We got to do better.
Here's what you need to know. As awful as her stuff was, she looked at what we wrote for her. She goes, no, this is crap.
I did not
tell you about Joe and Mai's writing ability.
It wasn't any better. I've been frank with you.
There were a couple things that were like, never on this earth am I saying that.
Well, I got to be honest with you. We didn't write that and go, you know what? Somebody should ask us to write for the Emmys.
No, we're writing it, and I'm like, really? Put it in? Okay.
We got to fill
and
time.
And then he'll go, really? Put it in? Really? Put it in?
I know. I was like, there's a couple things I'm like, they were having fun doing this. I was like, oh, no, no. But anyway, yeah, I thought that was torture to have these two fish that hate each other to be in this one little cage. Which is little
it is torture. Yeah.
And I thought, no.
And so also, if you put a mirror in front of them, like, it's cool to do it once in a while. You'll see them, like, all puff up and everything.
Yeah, no.
But you can't leave a mirror all the time.
It's like putting
Joe in front of his wife with no place to escape all the time. He's going to puff up and
there's
get angry.
It's a story. There's a story coming up.
Oh, really?
All right, well, I will just mention this quickly.
Can we just pivot in Joe's direction? Do tell.
All right, we could do this. I was going to talk about my religion, my rape religion.
We'll talk about your rape religion.
I feel like I'm being religionally raped.
I don't know what to do with that phrase. What?
Here's the deal. You know the kids in Hebrew school.
Yeah.
You know this is not my doing.
No.
This is the kids doing.
Yeah.
The kid wants to go to Hebrew.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
So you would say?
Of her own accord, yes.
Yeah, you know, and I support it because it's her decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys know I love the rabbi there. I think mm-hmm. he's really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like my daughter is being used to get me to go to services, and this is not the first time it's happened.
Uh-oh.
I am getting texts from the rabbi. I am getting emails from the rabbi that he is talking to my wife because Rosh Hashanah is coming. The high holiday is coming up, and he wants me there. He thinks of me just for the shofar blowing, which is a big thing. You know what that is? Just for the shofar blowing? That's when a guy says to a girl, let me just put the tip in. It starts with that, and then next thing you know, you're all the way in.
Well, you know, I don't think so because it's just about blowing at that point, isn't it?
You're besmirching your religion.
I am. Yeah,
I'm glad you admit it now. You are the most racist person on the show.
Oh, great. Yeah, okay.
Now, skating around the obvious, you know, the chauffeur blowing huddle hub.
It's not like us to skate around such a big matzo ball.
I went for the small fish.
I'm not Jewish, but I do know.
Just play one on the radio?
I play one on the radio, but I know a lot of people of the Jewish faith. Rosh Hashanah is a long day. You're in temple all day long, right?
It's not really
a good Jewish holiday unless you could spend it there all day.
You're there all day.
No, it's long. You get more of a break than you do on the next one, which is Yom Kippur. But it's a long one. It's the High Holy one. It's the Happy New Year.
Exactly.
You throw away your sins. Everything's going to be good.
You get to eat a lot of bagels.
Yes.
Don't you? Yes. Don't you eat a lot?
Yes. I think the rabbi's actually going to be going to Goldberg's to have it catered.
So, that's a good boy. See?
So maybe Jeff from Goldberg's can go listen to the show for two.
So Rosh Hashanah starts on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, it does, Joe.
And then it goes through all through Thursday.
Yeah.
And Friday, too?
Yeah, I think it goes right into the Sabbath.
Right into the Sabbath.
Which is always fun for the Orthodox.
Look at you with all your knowledge.
I work in
you're
a Jewish place.
Joe knows he's
all
got
right.
days
I
coming off.
I know.
I was like, it has to
Joe knows he'll be hanging out at the compound those days.
Do they have a big Rosh Hashanah gathering at the compound, too?
Well, it's like, it's on Wednesday. It's like, all the Jewish people, some leave at 2 o'clock to go home. Some
I know, because they colloquially call it Rosh Hashanah.
And then it's all Christians must stay.
Yes.
All Christians must stay.
Here you're like
you believe
billboard.
In Jesus, you stay till 5.
Here's the well, you made a
if
mistake.
You don't believe in anything, if you don't believe in anything, you stay till 7.
Yeah, right.
I feel like my kid is being used as a pawn against me.
Totally.
And I don't want to, like, and my wife's like, well, why don't you just tell him no? And I was considering it until I got the free ticket, because these are expensive tickets.
Yeah.
These Rosh Hashanah High Holiday Yom Kippur tickets. Until I got the free tickets. And I don't need this. I don't need this.
Wait a minute. I
went to Temple Plenium when I was young. I've made the decision that I don't need this to be part of my life. We've already established that when I go to a place of temple, first of all, my skin crawls when there's a place of God involved, because I'm like not of those people. And by mistake, purely by accident, I will throw a Torah through a ceiling. We've established it serves nobody. Nobody benefits from me being in a pious situation.
But the funny thing is,
no,
funny
that's
thing
true.
Is the way religions get their money, like I know that you get tickets to go to temple, and I always do a joke in my act. I go, it's amazing you have to buy a ticket to go to temple. I go, the Catholic Church would never do something like that. I go, don't get me wrong, they want their money.
Oh yeah, there will be plates
of
passing.
They want their money.
Yes, they do.
You will get it.
All right, so what do I do? I don't want to go on Thursday.
You have to.
What do you mean I have to?
You have to set an example for your daughter.
No, I don't. I'm setting an example. I'm doing my free will.
You have to set an example for your daughter.
I am setting an example for my daughter. My father dragged me to temple all the time. He set a hell of an example.
I'm surprised your parents, you know, to tell you the truth, as Orthodox as your parents are, I'm surprised they don't give you grief.
Who said they don't?
And God forbid if your parents heard
exactly. God forbid.
Oh, if you or your father and mother heard that you know they want you there all day too.
They know I'm not going. That ship is sailing.
They must have hit the roof over that. They grant you're not going.
Initial.
I had hair down.
Granddaughter wants to be in temple. I had hair
down, down to my
go.
Back. I have an earring. I dated shiksas. You really think they're surprised?
But your daughter now wants to spend the day in temple, and you don't.
Whoa! She doesn't want to spend the day in temple. First of all, her spending the day in temple is different than my spending the day.
Yes, that's true.
You know what? If she's going to listen to some shofar blowing and she'll play some fun activities. Me, I got a fake prey,
you
and I'm
atone.
Not a liar.
You have to atone.
I'm not like you. You're a fraud, and we've established this.
What do you mean
I'm
a fraud?
Because you're like one of these fake Catholics who show up on Christmas or Easter just to make an appearance. God knows you're not fooling anybody. I'm being what he. I'm being honest and truthful to
God, unless it's necessary. It's a special.
He doesn't need you there. He's everywhere. You could stay at home.
I understand that, but it's nice to drop in and say hello two times a year.
And then you bitched about it.
He's a CNA Christian.
Yeah,
but I don't want to be the equivalent of a Jew, because that's when all the Jews, they come from Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, like all forgiven. Bullshit. You don't believe it either. Oh, have a ham and cheese sandwich and walk it off.
You guys are just as bad?
What?
You guys are just as
yeah,
bad?
Yeah, they're full of... Everybody... it's all for show. It's all for every religion. Unless you really believe. And that's cool. If you really believe,
yeah,
that's cool. But the vast majority, whatever the religion, all for show. You think those Muslims want to blow themselves up? No, they're just worried about what the other Muslims in the mosque will think.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's almost like when the coyote blew themselves up. I can only do it once.
But that was a Sylvester impression.
Well, it's a cartoon.
All right, Joe.
He's generalizing now.
I mean, generalize.
How dare you stereotype? Are they all the same to you?
But hold on
you
a second.
Prick.
I didn't know there was a cartoon bit review board sitting here.
You should have.
There's an everything review board sitting across from you every week. What, are you kidding me?
It was your wife's birthday. This is what she wished for.
You'd get pummeled and stuffed into the barrel.
So
wait a second. We have already well established that you are not a religious Jew. You are a cultural Jew.
I am a cultural Jew, which is why I frequent Goldberg's, because Goldberg's is not a kosher establishment. It's a cultural establishment.
Well, hold on a second. By those...
Where I can get a nice pastrami sandwich without having to run into a rabbi, per se. That's what I want.
Hold on a second. By those rules, I'm a cultural Jew as well. So
I think we're all cultural Jews.
I think we are. We live in the Northeast, and we're all cultural Jews. But the thing is now...
You're welcome.
Now, but as a cultural Jew, one of the rules, it's got to be rubbing you raw that you can't use that free ticket. Come on! Come on!
I did not think about that, but
that's
you do,
funny.
She does
that's
have a
funny.
Good point.
Right?
That's funny.
Come on, now, can you scalp?
Well, that's the move.
He's going.
That's the move.
Stand up with
going.
He's going to have a long coat out in front of the temple and go, psst.
Hold on. Now, this is where you're wrong. You think I'm going to do that. No.
You're
going to
have your daughter do it.
No. There's people. You were a little lax last week. Get your ass out there, Helix.
Hold on a second. No, I don't speak all the lingo. I know things about schmears.
Here's
my
what
bagel.
You need to know. Tickets cheap. That's the lingo.
But you want
to
know something? You're forgetting I'm a Scotsman, really? Free ticket, I'll convert for a day.
Is there going to be a spread after?
Nobody's a cultural Scotsman, by the way. They're either an alcoholic or anything. Give me some haggis. Nobody's a cultural Scotsman.
No, wiry hair and cheap. That runs through the blood.
So you feel like because there's a free ticket, I need to go.
Yeah.
But I didn't go to the Petty concert, the Tom Petty concert. You offered a free ticket.
I know, that's true. Yeah, but you know what? There wasn't any food involved.
There's not going to be food involved at this.
What? Why isn't there a spread
there's
afterwards?
Religion.
You have to do that at home?
No, there's praying for your soul and shofar blowing. There's no food.
Forever? Like, how long does this
take?
No,
you got to starve.
No, that's Yom Kippur.
That's the other one.
And that's when he served kippers after all those days. He said, Yom Kippur.
Yum.
Wow. No. All right, Joe.
Yom Kippur is when you say, I'm sorry. Yeah. And Rosh Hashanah is like, yay, I'm a Jew, I can eat now. Right?
No.
Damn. Oh, I thought I had it.
You're praying for your soul.
I know.
And you throw away your sins in a running water.
Is that what it is?
Are you trying to force it on?
No, Joe. You go to a river.
Oh, God.
You go to a river?
Yeah, or
Wait.
A stream.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's why I'm here.
So what do? You all get in the car and head down there?
No, you walk because we're not lazy, you prick.
I don't know.
We wander the desert. We can walk 3 blocks.
I don't know. Is there a stream by the temple that you go down?
Does it have to be a real stream?
I guess. It's got to be moving water.
Literally, I'm asking because, I mean, if somebody installed a fountain.
No, you can't turn on the hose.
All right, you can't turn on the hose.
I didn't mean to, like,
so you got to
like,
go to a
know.
Stream. Now, do you go to a stream as a temple group or do you go on your own?
You might go with people.
Right.
I went by myself. Sometimes I'd go with my dad. No, you don't have to go together. It doesn't need to be a mass of humanity walking down the street.
I don't know.
That's what I'm here for.
Later on, we talk communion. I'll host.
I like that host. Huddle up.
Anyway.
So this is what I'm going through. I feel like I'm being religiously raped.
Wow. I feel like that is really.
I feel
really...
like the rabbi is just trying to lure me in with, I'm just going to stick the tip in. I don't appreciate it.
I'm just going to stick the ticket in.
And now you know me because of the full court press. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going.
No, no, no. Oh, no. That's making you dig in your heels, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I was thinking about going.
If he was like, oh, you know what? I might know somebody that could use you at a show. Or maybe you could come to the service, and afterwards we could talk business. And
he doesn't know this about me, that I really do not get moved by disappointing people.
No. That doesn't... I feel
perfectly comfortable. I'm sure I'm disappointing a bunch of people
we
right now.
We disappoint people every Tuesday, so I can't see why it can't happen.
My
on
wife
what,
routinely
Wednesday?
Disappointed. The daughter absolutely disappointed.
Disgusting.
The parents we've established disappointed. Joe,
they're over
he's
it.
He's just happy to be here. So, so Joe, you're happy to be here. I guess there was a little bit of a flare up.
Well, this week, the
wait, I thought we weren't talking about my ass this week. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh,
bridge too far. No.
First of all, the weekend was really, really good. I worked with Adam, my buddy Adam Ferrara.
Oh, nice.
And Friday, Anthony and most of the guys in the Sunrise Club came down. We had a great time hanging out. The shows went really good. Saturday, Matt Burke was in the show, my buddy Matt Burke, with me and Adam, and some more people came down. I had a great, great weekend. Really
awesome.
Good. So, that was the first half of the weekend.
Why does there have to be a second half?
Well,
why does it all have to go tragically wrong?
It goes tragically wrong. Now, my wife's birthday was yesterday, okay?
Oh. Uh-oh.
So
I'm sure a day of joy and celebration in the Curry household.
Not so much.
I'm sensing minefields.
No. Was there? Did you give her a watch?
No.
You have them on stock. Isn't that just your go-to gift at this point?
No.
Various prices and designs, but you got them. I mean, even if it's a 99-cent watch that you get it when you leave in the supermarket. No watch.
No watch.
No love.
No watch. No love. So, basically. Well, yeah. What I told Joanne, I said, look, I told her this on Thursday. I go, look, even though it looks like we're getting divorced, I go, would you like to go out to dinner? I'll take you out to dinner as friends. And
that was nice.
That was good. You know, Sunday would be nice if you want to go Sunday, you know, because Monday, I don't know, you know, you're doing stuff like that. And she goes, well, what will we talk about? And I go, I don't know. I guess we'll just talk and have, you know,
wave the white flag for one
wave
evening?
The white flag, you know, that should take at the dinner, you know. So I figured we were going out to this restaurant called Chow Baby, which is a really good restaurant. I was looking forward to it. Because Chow Baby. Really good food.
Do they have chow?
Not as good as Goldberg's, but it was, you know, good. But anyway, so we are scheduled to go out to the restaurant. And I was looking forward to it. Now, a lot of times, the past times that we've gone out to dinner, last Thanksgiving, the Easter before that, there was a lot of resentment and hate in our relationship. So when we went out for one Easter, I didn't even say a word. I didn't even say a word.
Was it just the two of you?
It was just the two of us.
You must have been a bundle of joy.
You think you're going to hire a referee on a holiday?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if it was a family thing or not, but it was just the two
because
of you.
Because we
you sat there in silence.
We didn't lay out our cards on the table. We didn't say how we felt about everything, you know.
Right.
When we went out for Thanksgiving last year, it was the same thing. It was kind of, you know, we didn't, you know, it was just this false sense that something's going on that we're not addressing.
Right.
So obviously last month we addressed everything and we decided we're going to move on. So I figured, all right, everything is cool. I'm in a good mood, you know, and I'm not going out in a bad mood, which the way I was the past previous times.
Right.
I'm in a good mood. So we get in the car, and Joanne goes, let's take my car. I want you to listen to a noise. So we get in the car, and we're driving.
And that's usually her talking to you.
No, not really.
No. It was she had you locked in a car. She was going to the whole way there.
What does that mean?
Listen to that noise. She's going to fart the whole way there.
That's real. I thought you were going for that.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Listen to a noise. She was getting back at you.
None of the dog, Alice. None of the dog. But anyway.
We're going to need a double-sided barrel.
Anyway.
We need a duplex, Joe.
So anyway, I get in the car, and the car is making a horrendous noise.
Oh, God.
From the front end.
I wasn't thrilled that your ass was in it.
She trained it well.
So it's coming from the front end. And I'm like, I go, did you hear the noise? I go, moose in Canada could hear the noise.
I go, you went with humor.
Yeah. So I go, it's the front end of the car. I go, how long has it been doing this? About 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
And I go, you've gone 2 weeks with the car looking like this? How come? And I'm being very matter of fact. I'm not losing my temper. I go, you've gone 2 weeks with the car like this? She goes, well, they put an H-pipe in the car. What's an H-pipe? What, is the car going to be smoking hash? What is an H-pipe?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering.
I go, it sounds like it's a piece of the exhaust. And she goes, well, that's what it was. And I go, and did you, when they put this pipe in, I go, did you still hear this sound? Yes, yeah, somewhat. Somewhat.
And it's so loud that you're like, oh, my God.
Right. And I go, somewhat. And I go, all right, so you heard this sound, and you didn't take the car back?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound that bad. I go, you just laid out $500 to have an H-pipe in the car, and you didn't take the car right back.
Yeah.
Well, no. I go, what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
Well, all right. Now, in her defense, it's already been established. Her judgment's not the best.
Oh, poor Joe.
Yeah, she brought that up, too.
Yeah. Oh, no!
I don't even have to represent her.
You don't even have
truth
to
hurts, doesn't
her.
It?
No. No, it doesn't. No. No.
Nobody gets watches.
No. No. You know what? Well, I'll get to my reasoning in a moment.
Okay.
So as we're driving, I go, she goes, well, I don't know what the noise is. I'm a housewife. I go, Mrs. Cleaver could drive this car and know there's a problem with it. I go, yeah. You
went
don't.
Back to the old fallback position, 50 shows.
Yes. I go, and I go, you can't tell that there's a sound and you waited to hear the sound?
No, she waited for you to hear the sound.
No, she shouldn't have to wait for me to hear the sound because it wasn't a sound that you have to really listen for. It was, it's there.
It doesn't sound good.
It's not a bad sound. And I even pointed that out when we were driving. I go, Joanne, it's not a sound that it's a squeak or something like that where you got to get a second to hear that, to hear that. Could you really, you know, it's.
Yeah. It sounded like something was grinding.
I go, it's the front end. I think the bearings are done in the front end and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I go, why didn't you get this taken care of? I've been busy. Doing what? Doing what? I go, you gallivant around till 11 o'clock at night. I don't know where the hell you go.
I think I you go, do.
I don't know.
I have an idea. I don't even live with her, and I got an idea what she might be up to.
I think doing what was not the question
to ask. I don't
think
that's the question you really want to ask. You're trying to have a nice meal. Don't ask.
You want to know something? Why don't you let him tell you?
Because he's pretty.
Yeah.
You don't have the pretty boy do it. You have you.
But even a pretty boy can hit. And go, you've got to go.
Maybe he's deaf. It might help in this new relationship.
So we're driving, and I go, I can't believe you spent $500. Well, he said it was an H-pipe. I go, Joanne, if you had a toothache and now you're limping, wouldn't you think it's not the tooth anymore? I go, you got to take the car. And I was saying it in a calm way, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So we get about 5 miles, and she goes, you're ruining this night. I go, I'm not ruining this night. You know why? Because this night is done. I turn, like I have done at least 20 times before.
No.
We didn't even get 5 miles.
Oh, my God. I'm turning the car around.
The first time in over a year we were in close quarters together.
Well, that'll fool
you. Yeah.
You guys have a bed.
But we don't sleep in the bed. It's not.
It's a happy bed.
I'll get to the bed situation in a second.
Oh, dear.
There's more.
Yeah. Well, I'll explain because people say, "Well, you sleep in the same room." Not so much. I'll get to
they
that.
They sleep in shifts.
I turn the car around.
He's no longer in the pantry.
I turn the car around, and usually when I've done this before, I am livid.
Yeah.
You're not livid though.
No,
because you know you can talk to your friend on Facebook.
I'm not living anymore. So I'm not living anymore. So I turn the car around.
Right.
And I go, and she's like, yeah. I go, yeah, all right. You know, I don't know why you got married. Neither do I. You know,
I can't wait to get
out of the house. All right, fine.
Yeah, me too.
Neither do I. No, fine.
So for the first time in a couple of years, you guys are agreeing.
For the first time in a couple of years, I have not reacted with anger. Because when I reacted with anger, it was because I was confused and frustrated by the situation.
Right.
I have totally analyzed the situation, and it dawned on me right there, that this marriage, it was even though there was maybe a 5 to 10% ratio, this marriage is over.
So it was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend, yeah.
Because you were entertaining. Maybe in a year we'll revisit.
Right.
But now you know you guys just can't.
I realized that day that I cannot go back to this.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good.
That is good, actually.
Good for you. Healthy.
Know, and there was other things and I don't want to get into it, but there were other things I realized that afternoon.
That you're not the biggest?
Really? Sit down the barrel.
Sorry, Joe. I know that's your barrel. I didn't mean to.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wait a minute. I'm wedged in here.
There's your soda
still
in the fridge. But I just little things that I don't want to get into, so I want to damn her. I just noticed that led me to go in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
Just that I noticed things that I noticed about her. Now I identified why other people kind
that's
of.
Good.
You know,
good.
Why I go, why would I do this? And why would I go here? And why would I do this? And I saw things so clearly, and I go, this is why.
Mm-hmm.
This where before, I had no clue. But I'm like, these are some of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so,
good.
You know, so basically people go, well, you still stay in the same house. Do you sleep in the same bed? And I'm like, yeah, but we don't. And I'll tell you what happens, okay? I'll come home. My routine is I'll do the show,
mm-hmm.
I'll do a stand-up gig. If we're off, I'll go to the compound and watch Ann's show live.
Right.
Get done with Ann's show and then head home. And I'll go home and I'll do our stuff for our show. You know, mm-hmm. it kind of gets me stoked and I'll do stuff for our show. And then I will sit at the computer for a little bit. And then I will eat dinner around 10 o'clock. Joanne is still out. For the most part, Joanne is still out. Most nights she's still out. I don't know what she's doing. I have an idea what she's doing. Maybe I don't. I don't know. So I will go to bed. Joanne will come home at about 11 o'clock at night and either put stuff in the bed, groceries or whatever, and I'll wake
up. Well, that's where it goes.
With Paul Newman's salad dressing. something like that.
That's crazy.
I can't even look at Paul Newman the same way anymore. But
believe
me,
he can.
With
that bottle.
He can't
the ranch.
But anyway, and 11 o'clock, and she'll turn the lights on in the bedroom and run around. I go, can you turn the light off? Well, I've got things that you're on my side of the bed. I go, I'm not staking a claim. I'm trying to get comfortable. I go, you're not even going to be in bed till like later in the morning. So then all night long, she runs around. Then she'll fall asleep in the kitchen chair. She's like a cat. She'll fall asleep.
Curled up in a
whose
little
tail
ball.
Is that?
Yeah, whose tail is that? She'll fall asleep in the kitchen chair. You know, and then I'll walk in the kitchen. Oh, you're home. No, I'm an apparition, stupid. So she'll fall asleep in the chair, and then I'll go back to bed, and then I might get up later. She's still not in there, you know, and then she's like on the couch, okay? About 5 o'clock in the morning, she'll come into the bedroom. You're on my side of the bed. All
right. Okay.
So I move over. I get 10 more minutes of sleep, and then I'll get up, and I'll start to do show prep. I'll do show prep or whatever I need to do for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So then people go, well, you still share the same bed. We kind of visit it. And it's only been
in
for
shifts,
sleeping.
Like you said.
In ships. It's like you said, it's in ships. We really, you know, really don't sleep together. It's pretty much, you know, it's pretty much a done deal.
I'm still wondering what Paul Newman's doing at all this point. But it's
poking out his little eyes on the bottle.
Salad dressing. She'll put salad dressing. There's paperwork in the bed.
Well, if you
groceries.
Can't do your taxes in bed while somebody's trying to sleep, when can you do your taxes?
You know what? Because she goes, be careful the way I got some paperwork
over,
on the bed. I go, I'm not sleeping
we've
on a...
We've covered this before. This, so
it's
I don't
like sleeping
get on
a file cabinet.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah.
We've covered this before, so I don't want to get into it because we want to move on. But
yeah.
this is passive-aggressive behavior on her part.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joe, you're more true to yourself. You're aggressive-aggressive behavior usually.
Yeah.
You're like a bull in a china shop. When you're mad at somebody, we all know.
My biggest thing is, somebody told me, go, oh, you must be a good actor. I go, I'm not a good actor. Well, I am a good actor when it comes to acting, but nobody's ever seen it. But anyway, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very difficult guy to hide my feelings. You know, but she would push my buttons, and she still, you know, she still does stuff. I tell her to leave when I come home from a show, you know, a gig. Tonight I'll pull up in front of my house. It'll be 11 o'clock, and I had a common sense to eat my dinner on the way up here. But there are nights when I come home, and I just want to sit down at 11:30, about 12 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
after we do the show and have our meetings, and just eat and chill. She's up. All the lights are on. I'm like, you've got – I can't do this. I can't do this anymore.
All right. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
That's actually good that this time you turned around the car and you're just like, okay, this
Joe,
is not going to work.
You're getting healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, that day, any apprehension or feelings, you know, being scared to go separate and stuff like that was eliminated because I can't go this way anymore.
Yeah.
And this was the literally the 20th time that I've gone somewhere with her. She's upset me. We've gotten a fight, come home. This is about the seventh time I've come home and ripped up some sort of card I was going to give her because...
See, Joanne doesn't know how to handle you.
No.
If you threaten that with me, I would say, all right, then you're not going to do the spot tonight. You won't get paid. And you never would turn the car around. You're like, all right, we're going.
It's
you
fine.
Sit there stewing.
It's called Virginia.
Exactly. You read every stupid sign
yep.
on the way down. Yeah. Every
that was called the show on the way to Virginia.
Oh, my God. I was watching one of those singles dating shows, and the woman said that she broke up with a guy because he would read everything. And I immediately thought of Joe.
Joe got a TV credit that he didn't tell us about.
I have a very bad habit of doing that in the car. You know, a diner, 5 miles. All right. You know, and I'm like, yeah,
we
I am.
Get it. We have eyes.
And then he'll go, well, you shut up. And I'm like, you know, you got a point. Really? I'm aggravating me.
I know. It's like sometimes you do something really irritating and you don't know.
And I'll catch myself. I go, what am I doing? This is very irritating. If this wasn't me, it would.
You know. I know. I got caught.
Well, it is you, and it does that to me.
I apologize.
Years ago, I got caught up with that commercial for Sega, where the little guy would go, Sega! And I, for some reason, that really just appealed to me, and I would say it randomly, and my friends were like, stop! Stop doing
that's
that!
Funny. So you went to, what'd you see? You said you saw Jay and the Americans locally?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe you travel. I don't know.
No, it was in Rockland County in the ball field in
all
the
right.
Providence State Park. They have this concert series, and so there were a couple of bands that were going to be there. I forget who the first band was. It was some doo-wop band, and I was like, uh-huh, yeah, whatever. But then, really, so
it's attractive noise.
You know, I make attractive noises occasionally, just for the fans. But then the second band was Felix Capillardi of the Rascals.
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you, this guy is like 70 something, and he doesn't like dance around like he used to back in the 60s. But he's still a really cool cat,
oh, yeah.
and he's got his voice is phenomenal. Yeah. And of course, you know, guys with good voices play Hammond B3s.
Yes,
all good.
So it's a good night.
Yes,
yeah, everything's good.
Everything's cool. Then all of a sudden,
uh-oh,
we're standing out on the ball field listening to the music, you know, listening to the Rascals, and I do what little dancing I do, which is basically none.
Well, but, all the Mexicans come running. You must be doing something right. Yeah, that you look like a back of a pickup truck in the morning, and they just want to get on in.
They all want to get on in.
Of course, I haven't. They just hop on your back.
Just hop in. Get on. That's probably what happened. Never mind.
Pip goes to a 7-Eleven. He goes, probably leave.
Hop on. No.
Where are we going?
You know where you're going, buddy. Yeah. But
you know the deal. $7 an hour.
No, that's how much I charge. But so we're going. We leave the field and we're walking up the stairs and we see this ancient man, a skeleton with some skin hanging on it and some great white hair hanging off the bone.
Skeletor.
Skeletor is coming down the stairs on the other side of the ball field stairs from us, and he nearly trips forward, and some person behind him sort of grabs him and rights him, and you can see that he weighs like 3 pounds, 5 ounces, you know, and he's like, oh, and so they're helping Grandpa down the stairs. I'm like, don't you think somebody should be holding his hand or something? No, he's the next act. This is Jay Black.
Really?
From Jay Black and the Americans. And he is ancient and so decrepit. And then usually I don't, you know, think it's so funny when Grandpa's taking a header down the stairs.
Because you're sensitive.
Because I was like, oh my God. Then when I found out that that's the guy that's going up on stage, I was like, oh my God, what a shitstorm this is going to be. We have to stay.
Yes.
Yes.
We believe in, well, now we're not.
So you see, he's getting up there, and nothing he had to say was all that interesting, but boy, he must have thought so, because he was telling stories that went on and on. Very similar to somebody that you guys know. He was just terrible.
Maybe he needs the writers, too.
Yes, he does. Yes,
Joe and I have another road trip coming up.
Yeah, you guys have to go anyplace for a little while. But it was horrific seeing Grandpa up there telling stories in between songs. And he was okay. But there's no way this was the headliner after Felix, you know, comes out there and they're, you know,
wow,
playing up a storm. And then Grandpa's out there going, yeah, my own kid. You know, I wrote this song. I don't know the name of the song that he wrote because it's like a long time ago. Carrie Ann.
Oh, Carrie Ann. It's a good song.
Is that
Carrie Ann. Yeah, it's a good tune.
So he goes, yeah, so my son's going to have a daughter. So I start, you know, petitioning for, you know, a lot of people were named that after that song came out, whatever. What's he name his kid? Layla. Freaking Eric Clapton's song.
That's his big joke. That's his closing bit.
That was his big thing. I'll be here all week. Good night.
Tip the waitress. Try the veal.
Yeah.
I know. So I was leaving at that point because I couldn't take any more of Peepaw's shenanigans. And my Mr. Hillocks had to stay behind because there was something else he had to do. But I was leaving, and good thing we took separate cars because I was done.
Looks like I'll be leaving.
Yeah, it was really sad to see somebody like
even when they're
headline and be
even
terrible.
When they're younger. I was a very big fan of Velvet Revolver, which was Scott Weiland.
Yes,
from Guns N' Roses stuff. Jones Beach Theater, Weiland goes up into the stands, and he's like rambling about something for about 10 minutes. And
how good heroin is!
You know, and he's talking to some dude, and it's funny. I'm sitting by. I usually go to concerts by myself. And I'm sitting next to
that's better for everybody.
Yes. I'm sitting next to a total stranger. And the guy just looks at me and goes, "We get it."
Yeah.
And
that's
funny. He just looks at me and goes, "We get it."
Yeah, you don't really go to hear your rock stars talk.
It's like,
no,
shut up and get back
up.
On stage.
Shut up and start singing. Now, what's the play? What's the band doing while he's rambling on about
psychotic
things?
They're just playing
background music. They know what's coming up. They've heard this before.
Yeah, they've
seen
this.
They're just playing some background music going, when is he going to get back up here?
All right, guys.
He's playing the union soon.
Let's take our first break.
Okay.
We're going to come back with Joe and Jeff Save America.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
I'm very scared.
So we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go too far.
Okay. You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, Davin'sDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.